This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 35. Why you should throw away your grammar book if you want to do well on the IELTS exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll find out why grammar is something you should focus on less, and you'll find out what you should actually spend your time focusing on to get the best score on the IELTS exam. Find out how to get a 7 or higher on your next IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/training and you'll get our free 3-part video course. Go to allearsenglish.com/training. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
What's shaking, bacon?
I know, I have to come up with a new greeting. That one's getting old, right?
I know. We need to have a brainstorming session for what's up synonyms.
Yeah, it's true. We could be very formal. We could say, how are you today?
Oh, good morrow. Oh, that's like good morning. That good won't work.
We can pretend it's the morning.
Sure, right? Our listeners don't know. It could be like 1 in the morning, you know.
Who knows? Nobody knows. Who knows? I know. It's true. Anyways, welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about grammar. And Jessica, how important, you know, I know that grammar is one of those things that our listeners struggle with every day, endlessly. And everyone will say, I need to improve my grammar. Everyone needs to improve their grammar. But give us the truth here. I mean, what's the deal? Yeah. Give it to us straight. Is grammar, is it really something that we should spend our time on when we prepare for the IELTS exam?
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good question. And I'm going to answer you very honestly. And I really hope our listeners believe me, because this is the problem, getting students to believe me when I say that all these hours you spend in your grammar book are not going to improve your IELTS score. Let me repeat, they are not going to improve your IELTS score, right?
Oh, no, that's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. It's hard to hear.
It actually, you know, it should be liberating. It should be a relief, because let's use those hours to improve the things we can. Yeah. So studying in your grammar book, it's not going to help you on the reading test. It's not going to help you on the listening test. Will it help you on the speaking test? Well, no, because it's like impossible to improve your grammar enough to score, to get like a whole band point higher in the grammar section. That is so hard to do. You need like a year. You know?
Interesting. So we're not just being pessimistic and negative when we're saying that you're not going to improve your grammar score, so you should focus on something else. We're being strategic here.
Exactly. You guys have to look at how to use your time efficiently, because you are motivated adults. You have lives of your own. So be clever, be smart about how you're using your time. You could seriously take the hour you're wasting in your grammar book, not really learning anything, honestly, take that hour and read a newspaper, you know?
Right.
Like, totally. That'll improve your reading score, yes, but it'll also improve your vocabulary, and it'll actually probably improve your grammar more, because you are seeing real sentences correctly in context, and you are experiencing those in a real way and remembering them, than just like filling in a stupid gap sentence, like on a worksheet. Totally.
No, I think this is so right on. This does feel liberating to me because we know that we like to talk on this show about the 80-20 rule, right? We know that 80% of our results come from 20% of our actions. So if you're looking about what your actions are that you're taking to prepare for this exam, what are those 20% that are going to get you 80% of the results that you want? Probably one of them is the newspaper reading, right? So taking that and getting more leverage, more mileage out of that activity and dropping, you know, the grammar books, which are just not going to get you those results that you need.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'm sure you've experienced this in your teaching career, but I can think of one student in particular, but I've seen many students do this actually. Like they buy, you know, a grammar book and Azar or Murphy. Not, I mean, those are good books. I'm not saying they're bad. Okay. But it's, you can't just buy a grammar book and I've seen people do this like so often and they work their way from the beginning of the book to the end of the book, hours and hours and hours. If they
for the IELTS test?
Yeah, to prepare for like anything, just to improve their English or to prepare for IELTS. And then at the end of the book, if I give them a grammar test, they still don't understand the grammar they just practiced in the book.
No.
You know what I mean? Like those books, you can't teach yourself what you don't know. You can't just use this book and then not like, da-ding! Hey, I have perfect sentences. Like, that's impossible. No,
you can't. No, and our listeners are too smart for that. You know, our listeners, they've found Allers English, so they're doing something right.
They're obviously the smartest, most beautiful people.
Absolutely. So we're going to be smart and strategic when it comes to the IELTS. Guys, we're being serious. We're being real with you.
Yeah.
So, and toss out your grammar book.
That's exactly. Please do. Please do. It's a waste of your time. I promise you. Think about this. Okay. Think about this. So you're graded on four things, right? Let's take speaking first. You're graded on four things.
Okay.
You have, fluency and coherence. You have vocabulary, pronunciation, and then grammar. If you are shooting for a 7, you can easily get a 7 in pronunciation just by using some emotions. You can get a 7 in vocabulary by using some slang and some idioms. Done. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And just 1 second, Jessica, just to point out some of the previous episodes that we've already released that they can go back to.
Yeah.
When it comes to the intonation, guys, we've released a couple of episodes about how to be a drama king or a drama queen. So check that one out. And then in terms of the vocabulary, Jessica, we had an episode that talked about how to fill in the nervous moments with high level vocabulary. Okay.
Yeah.
So check out the previous episodes.
Because that specific advice that we worked through, those are the skills that'll get you those 7s.
Yes.
And then for fluency and coherence, that's just talking. Just don't stop talking. Just keep talking. So, I mean, you could, like, those things are honestly, if you are a smart, good student, you know, you are learning these vocabulary phrases and practicing using them. You're watching TV, you're reading the newspaper. That's the practice that'll get you the 7. And then as long as you have a 7 in those three things, you can still get a 6 in grammar and your overall score is still a 7. So it's,
We're talking about averages here, right? So be smart when it comes to averages. I mean, it's true. I think one thing I've learned in life so far in my 33 years is that the things that are true in life are generally counterintuitive. And I think this is counterintuitive for a lot of our listeners because we would assume that grammar is super important, that we need to be plugging away at our grammar book to be ready for the IELTS, but it's just not true. If you're ready to get serious about getting that 7 on your next IELTS exam, then you want to get our free 3-part video training course to get a 7 or higher. You'll get tons of secret tips, tricks, and strategies to get the score that you need. But to get that video course, go to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. See you there.
Well, you know what it is, like part of it at least is This is what traditional language teaching looks like. You always start with grammar. Every textbook has at least one grammar point in it. Even listening textbooks have grammar points in them. And you know why? Like, I have a sneaking suspicion that,
what's your suspicion?
Like, grammar is actually one of the easiest things to teach because there's an exact answer. So even if you're not a native speaker, you could teach grammar. You just put this rule on the board and then you give your students a worksheet and then you give them the answers. You know what I mean?
Interesting. But that just won't work when it comes to a test.
Yeah, no. Or, and it just improving your English in general. It's not going to work.
Yeah, no, totally. And on this show, on the two Allers English shows, on this show and the main show, we try to de-emphasize grammar. We want to, again, connection, not perfection, right, Jessica? Like, we want to turn our mind away from that perfectionism and try to loosen up and enjoy the experience of learning.
Because if you talk to students who have a difficult time opening their mouths to say something in English, a lot of it is that they're worried about making mistakes, right? So studying all of these rules actually makes you a worse grammar speaker, a worse English speaker, because then all you're thinking about is these rules when that's not what communication is about.
Absolutely. So now, guys, we are officially granting you permission to essentially ignore. Is that, can we go that far? Can we actually ignore grammar on the IELTS preparation?
You know, if you are to the point where you are listening to English podcasts and you are practicing for the IELTS exam, you are to the point where you don't need grammar books anymore. You have learned the rules. Yes. You have learned these rules that you need. Now it's just a fact of getting them in your brain to understand them. And we do that through experience. We do that through watching TV and reading books and seeing things in context, not in a textbook.
Right. And it's a matter of learning other test strategies, of course. But when it comes to this grammar, focus on the 80-20 rule. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Awesome. Exactly. This is so counterintuitive, but I love it. I think it's fantastic advice and really insightful and really a very important point to make, Jessica. So thank you for that.
Lindsay, so if our listeners throw away their grammar book in a really interesting way, could they like email you a picture and we could post it on a blog
brilliant.
Or something?
I love it. I love it. Such a good idea. Guys, go ahead and snap a picture of you throwing your grammar book out the window. Don't hit anyone, please.
be safe about it and don't litter.
But snap a photo and put it on the Allers English Facebook page. Let's do it. Guys,
there you
because
go.
This is probably something that you're not going to hear from very many other podcasts or teachers, or even maybe IELTS teachers are probably not going to tell you this, but this is real. So go ahead and do it, guys, and snap a photo.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Please do this, listeners. Please. This will be so exciting to see students throwing away their grammar books and using their time for real English.
I know, Jessica. It's like spring cleaning. We can clean our rooms and our grammar books. Throw it out.
Make room for some romance novels or some comic books or something.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Let's wrap it up for today. Thanks for this fantastic advice. I love it. And it's great. Our listeners are gonna get a lot of use out of this. I know it.
I hope so. Take some pictures, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Thanks, Lindsay. You too.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.